Good morning and welcome to The Conversation for a Monday. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Beth Ann. All too often we start the show with a kind of cloud hanging over us, don't we?
And we certainly are this morning. Here we are just a day and a half after the grisly business in Orlando.
Yeah.
An incredible shooting, and we'll have more details about that and talk about the response from our community a little later in the show. But for the moment, we're going to take on something that we've been talking about now for many years. Now, the opposition we usually hear to the 30-meter telescope on Mauna Kea comes from Native Hawaiians, but one group is quick to show that this is a matter of some but not all. A recently formed nonprofit known by its acronym PUEO, which stands for Perpetuating Unique Educational Opportunities, filed a motion to intervene in the contested case. Later this week, a hearing in Hilo will decide which groups will be included. On the line now is PUEO Board President Keahi Warfield. Good morning.
Aloha kakaiaka.
Thank you for making time for us.
No problem.
For several years now, we've heard opposition voices, and they've been vocal, they've been very compelling, very visual in the opposition. Last year, the Board of Land and Natural Resources was chastened by the Hawaii Supreme Court, saying that it should have issued the permit before it held a hearing to evaluate the situation and the contested case and who would be challenging the approval. But here you are now, all this time later, forming PUEO. Why the timing in the last couple of weeks?
the timing is perfect. PUEO, Perpetuating Unique Educational Opportunities, is not something that just started yesterday or for the reason of intervening in the contested case hearing. It's based on work that has been previously done over the past decade with youth from the Native Hawaiian communities of Keokaha, Panaeva, and throughout East Hawaii. So PUEO is nothing new to us. It's something that we've been a part of. It may have a new name and a new nonprofit organization, but this nonprofit is built off of work that has been previously done in our community.
And Keahi, why do you think that work seemingly hasn't translated into the larger discussion as much as we've seen those very vociferous voices in opposition?
Well, I think voices of opposition are always very loud, and many times they tend to speak above all the voices. And so now that there has been time to think about what has happened, now is an appropriate time to come out. So you ask the question about why come out now. It's because now, at least now, our voices can be heard. And I think there are many Native Hawaiians that feel the same, and not only Native Hawaiians, but the general population as well.
So in past, if you were shouted down, you were waiting for some calm and some quiet to where your voices could be heard. That's what I hear you saying. Now that there's going to be the hearing later on this week in Hilo, and there have been some sign waving and a lot of attention over the last couple of weeks or so, how is that message percolating in Hilo?
Well, I can tell you this. Everybody that has approached me to this day about PUEO since we've come out have all been supportive of what we're doing. And even those, maybe I had one person that came up to me and said, hey, Keahi, you know, I'm in opposition to putting a telescope on Mauna Kea, but my kids are a part of your program, and I respect you. And to me, that says a lot. I haven't heard negative comments to me. Maybe things are posted on social media, but I tend to stay away from that. I'm a one-on-one person that I like to talk to people directly in their eyes and, you know, face-to-face. So up until this point, it's only been positive remarks and support And I think that's important.
Because if you
really have something to say, you should be able to say it face to face.
So as you're having these face to face conversations, and I can imagine that some of them must be in some ways difficult because you're talking about a belief system that may not be shared by all. How do you begin to approach the idea of sacredness and also being able to say that science in this way should be supported? Because very often we hear those conversations that draw such distinct distinctions between them that they can't seemingly be approached that way.
Well, see, that's the major problem right there, is that we got to figure out a way where science and the sacredness can walk in the same time. You know, and it's always been either one side of the spectrum or the other, and we don't feel that way. We feel that for Native Hawaiians to advance in today's world, we got to take our culture and our language and our philosophies along with the world. If not, our culture doesn't exist, you know? And that takes work. And that's why you won't really know what that is until you start creating collaborations. We start getting into these telescopes, getting into their minds and telling them that, hey, we are the host community here, but our community is made up of many different people, you know? So it's not just about Native Hawaiians or the sacredness of Mauna Kea. It's about mankind, but we need to make sure that Hawaii's culture moves together with this, you know, into the 21st century. And so how to do that? Well, we got to get out there and start working. And we got to be part of the discussion, and we got to be at the table.
Have you felt not at the table and not part of the discussion up until now?
I feel we've always been part of the table, at the table, but, you know, I think we have greater momentum now.
And maybe a little bit more quiet where people can hear that conversation.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of it is through actually doing something. You know, many of us say we're doing things, but unless you can really showcase what you're doing, then, you know, that's when action is everything. So we got to figure out how this works, and the astronomy community needs to hear that. Native Hawaiians need to see the opportunities in 21st century careers, and we need to move together on this.
Well, thank you for being together with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Keahi Warfield is board president of Pueo, Perpetuating Unique Educational Opportunities. They are Native Hawaiians who support the TMT and the motion to intervene in the contested case currently underway.